Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about one of the top AI companies, Hugging Face. They have just released a free operator-like agent AI, or quote-unquote agentic AI tool. So this is really interesting. ChatGPT Operator came to the forefront a few months ago, and no one's really been able to, I think, catch their momentum with what they built there. It was good. It's not great. It's not the best. I've tested it out. I paid the $200 a month for ChatGPT Operator. Was able to get some stuff done, but wasn't able to get, like, it was only 80% there, and so there was a little bit it was missing. So I'm really excited whenever new tools come out. I'm excited for whenever OpenAI does an update on that to make it a little bit better. And this is, I think, a really big step in that direction, which is Hugging Face now has one, but it's not just running for, you know, ChatGPT. This is a free tool. Hugging Face is famous for releasing a lot of open source stuff, so this is really cool. We'll be breaking it down, showing you some demos, what it's able to do, showing you screen shares if you're over on Spotify or YouTube. But yeah, this is very, very cool. But before we get into that, Jamie, do you want to tell them about our school community?
Absolutely. If you have not heard of our school community yet, you need to go check it out. We'll leave a link in the description, but it's just school.com/AI hustle. And this is the place to be if you are interested in learning about how to actually make money online with AI, or grow your business, or help other people grow their businesses with AI. So we go into all the nitty gritty details of different ways we personally have made money online using AI. I am personally learning how to scale my Amazon influencer hustle, which I made $25,000 last year with. I'm scaling it this year with AI. Jaden has an entire podcasting course, how he's grown multiple businesses through podcasting, AI marketing growth hacks. There's just tons of different categories and things that may interest you. If not, it is also a wonderful place to connect with other like-minded individuals and network. We have over 340 members. It's $19 a month, and you can lock that price in if you join today. It will be raised in the future, so be sure to check it out. But let's get back into Hugging Face, which I had personally never heard about, except from you before this call. But it looks like a pretty cool little AI company. You know, their logo is pretty, I would say, what would you call it? Minimalistic or lo-fi?
Like an emoji.
Yeah. It's like just an emoji. And if you go to the this computer agent that they have, it's also pretty lo-fi looking. So if you can see the screen right now, it looks like basically an old TV with different knobs and stuff. And then when you go and give it a prompt or a task, it will actually show it using the agent on the screen, kind of like operating your computer for you. So it's a pretty cool little program, especially for being free. I mean, if you're listening, I feel like you should definitely go check this out, because you got nothing to lose. See what you can do with it. You know, like as Jaden said, Operator up to this point has been, you know, the best overall agent, although companies are becoming more specific and developing, you know, business agents and things like that. But this is a free one, and, you know, I think it's worth giving it a try. Jaden, have you tried it yet?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. They have like a queue that you got to wait in, and I keep trying. It's been kind of holding me back for quite a while. I want to read the, I'll show a demo that someone actually screen shared over on Twitter, but I wanted to read kind of their announcement and what they said about this. So they said, we're launching computer use in small agents. Pretty much what it is as vision models become more capable, they become also able to power complex agentic workflows, especially Qwen VL models. So Qwen is the model that is coming out of China that I believe is open source, if I'm not mistaken. But I think it's kind of like China's like version of Google kind of made this model.
Okay.
So anyways, they say that support built-in grounding, i.e. the ability to locate any element in an image by its coordinates, thus to click any item in a screenshot. So this is kind of explaining how these things work, right? Like when an AI agent is going on your computer or your virtual machine and like accomplishing tasks, it's because essentially it's just screenshotting what's on the screen and then being like, based off of this screenshot, like let's say it's on Google Maps, it's like, where's the button to, you know, search for the map? And then it like comes up with the coordinates of like where the button is, and that's where the agent goes and like clicks. So that's kind of how it's going. It's not like, it sounds crazy, like, oh man, computer vision, like the computers can see things, but it's really just like a screenshot. It looks at all the pixels, determines where the button is, gives the coordinates, and then just clicks that spot. So kind of interesting. It says, we worked with Eva Wern and Michael to integrate computer use into small agents. Our computer use agent works wonders. I asked it how long the soldiers from Alexander had to walk or had walked from their departure in Macedonia all the way to India. When they decided they were too tired to continue, it turns out they had walked quite a bit. Okay, whatever. So it's kind of showing his funny use case, but quite impressive, right? Like this thing is pretty interesting, I'd say.
Yeah, I guess my thought is, do you think the operator, like agents like this or AI agents in general, do you think that's long-term how they will function, is by basically doing a screen grab and then figuring it out? Or do you think they'll be able to kind of take control of some of the back end processes? Because one thing I noticed with both this and AI, OpenAI's operator, is that it was pretty slow, especially because it's on a server somewhere. What do you see long term with some of these operator agents?
It's tricky because there's the latency issue of like, having to, like, essentially you could imagine like having to have the page load and then take a screenshot of it. The solution to making things faster is if you have like an API integration to a certain piece of software, you don't even have to have it load on the screen. It just can like get bits of data from the software. So I think we'll get to a mixture, but it's kind of this. I'll tell you what the benefit of doing it this way is. When you have to try to do everything with integrations, it's a problem we've run into at AI Box. My software startup where we're building an AI agent builder, is if you try to do everything with integrations, like a lot of times getting API access to most software, they have like a lot of hoops you got to jump through. They might have rate limits. They have like all these kind of stipulations, and it's very time intensive and you need a lot of developers. The thing that's cool about this is it literally is opening up a tab on a browser, and for all intents and purposes, the websites that you visit, the software that you use, everything thinks that you are a human because it's using like a computer like a human. It's taking screenshots, it's clicking, it would go log into an account. Everything it does seems very human, whereas with the API, you would get rate limited if, like, I don't know, you can go crazy and request like 100 map variations in 5 seconds because you wanted to see X, Y, and Z thing. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of more obvious that it's a bot. You'll run into more CAPTCHA problems. So this way to like just do the screenshot, but you're right, like I think speed is a trade-off, so at some point people will try to get sneaky and try to get the best of both worlds on that, where you can maybe get some integrations that will speed up some core things that your agent does.
I just thought of this. Do you think that an AI agent like this could pass a CAPTCHA thing where it says like click on all the, you know, traffic lights?
So that is a good question. I think ChatGPT operator doesn't like to do CAPTCHAs, however this model that Hugging Face did isn't good at CAPTCHAs. TechCrunch did a whole report on it, and they said that it got stuck on CAPTCHAs. It wasn't able to solve them. And that's not because I think it didn't want to, it just wasn't able to. So the one thing that I will say about this tool in particular, and maybe they'll update it or they'll change it, this tool runs, like it mentioned, on Qwen, which is that Chinese model, and it's not as good. It's not a reasoning model, so I don't think it's quite as smart. And so because of that, it's not gonna be able to solve a CAPTCHA, but smarter models can. And in the future, I think that's not gonna be a problem. We'll probably have to come up with like new ways, essentially, because CAPTCHA really is trying to keep bots out. So right. This is a bot pretty much. So I think we're gonna come up with new versions of CAPTCHA. It's kind of funny. It's like, oh dang it, my bot can't solve a CAPTCHA of like the literal purpose of what the CAPTCHA is for. So I don't know. It's kind of a funny concept.
That is funny. I'm excited to see, you know, some of these agents come out that are a little bit more specialized, though. Like, I could see how it would be a lot slower and more difficult if you just give it a random task. But like in a business setting, if you're repeating tasks over and over, if it can kind of learn those, and then become more efficient over time. Because that is, like you said, one issue I had when I tried Operator was the latency, and then half the time it would come back to me and say, you know, have me, you know, ask questions about the process I gave it to do. So yeah, some of the speed things I think will make it, you know, a challenge until they can solve them. So
yeah, 100%. Okay. This is one last thing I wanted to bring up, which is really interesting. While we're talking about agents, is definitely, it's not perfect today. It's getting there though. It's getting pretty good. But the thing to get excited about is that this industry is getting a ton of investment. So according to a recent KPMG survey, 65% of companies are experimenting with AI agents. So like if you're interested in becoming a consultant and helping companies, 65% are experimenting with this. This is what they want you to implement. They want you to come in and help them set up AI automations. You can use tons of cool tools. There's N8N, there's Make, there's Bubble, there's Zapier that all have cool tools that can help you automate stuff. Markets, you know, that company is essentially projecting that AI agents and that whole segment is going to grow from about $7.8 billion this year to about $52 billion by 2030. So in the next, 5 years or so, we're going to be seeing a bump from $8 billion to over $50 billion in that segment. It is going to be big, and you can make a ton of money, I think, in this space if you get good at it. This is probably the time to start testing out all of the AI agent tools when you're consulting companies. This is what they want you to implement. So yeah, this is very exciting. And like when you're looking at growing your own business, this is what you need to be working on. When you're looking at growing your own career, these are the tools you need to be working on. So I would definitely recommend trying out all of these. And this Hugging Face one is a good place to start. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, the number one thing you could do to say thank you is to leave us a review on Apple or Spotify or YouTube, wherever you're listening to the podcast. It helps out the channel a ton, just because people can see that, oh, look, you know, there's getting good comments. This is probably worth my time watching. So we really appreciate it if you're able to do that. And of course, if you want to join the AI Hustle School community, the link's in the description. We'd love to have you as a member. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will catch you next time.